The sick leave that isn't about being sick. MedShield Consumer Advisory. If you've ever told your manager you had a stomach bug, when what you really needed was a day away to manage a panic attack, you're not alone. You're part of a larger, mostly invisible trend. According to research from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADAG, more than half of employed South Africans live with a mental health condition. The most common diagnoses include burnout, clinical depression, and anxiety. This is not a marginal issue, as it affects much of the working population, many of whom silently manage their struggles without the colleagues' awareness. Suffering in silence at work. The obvious aspect of how this crisis unfolds daily is that most people choose not to disclose their struggles. According to a SADAG survey, only 57% of employees feel comfortable talking to their managers, and even fewer, just 48%, believe they can trust their supervisors with sensitive personal information. This reluctance is often linked to a lack of trust, but it is also largely due to the fear of what disclosure might cost them. They worry about being perceived as unreliable, being silently overlooked for opportunities, or being treated differently once their truth is known. Instead, people cope in private by taking a flu day, which is really a breakdown day, pushing through a bad week instead of asking for a lighter load. They convince themselves that it will pass because asking for help earlier feels riskier than just coping alone. By the time that coping mechanism stops working, leading to a leave of absence, a conversation with HR, or a diagnosis, it is rarely sudden. Instead, it is usually the result of issues that have been quietly developing for a long time, often long before anyone else noticed. Why early help is often delayed? Part of the issue is stigma, which remains very real in South African workplaces, especially in industries and communities where mental health struggles are viewed as weaknesses rather than as health issues like any other. However, the barrier to seeking help is increasingly not just fear of judgment, it is also practical. Getting help takes time, which most people feel they don't have. It often requires money that some individuals cannot spare. Additionally, finding the right professional to consult can take weeks. For a lot of people, silence isn't a choice so much as it is the path of least resistance. The economic cost of all that quiet coping is real. Depression-related absenteeism alone is estimated to cost the South African economy around R19 billion a year, a bill that could have been far less costly if addressed earlier. The warning signs you're missing. The key issue isn't that South Africans are experiencing more mental health emergencies. Rather, the problem lies in the slow build-up of struggles, which often remain hidden until they become serious. This is more a timing issue than a crisis. The real concern isn't that people don't eventually need help. It's how long they go without it before seeking help. What support looks like before a crisis. If talking about your situation at work feels risky, as it does for many people, you have more control over making sure you have support in place before you ever need to talk to your manager. MedShield aims to provide that support. Instead of viewing medical cover as just a safety net to rely on once a condition is fully diagnosed and disclosed, they emphasize the importance of early prediction and prevention. While not every mental health condition can be avoided, most can be managed much more effectively when detected early. In practice, this involves a few specific actions. A refined mental health benefit built around ongoing, regular support rather than only stepping in during a crisis. This approach is important because most people's struggles tend to develop gradually over time. Expanded virtual care GP access, available across all plan options. This means that starting a conversation about mental health doesn't require taking time off work, traveling to a provider, or waiting weeks for an appointment, common barriers that often prevent people from seeking help. Full cover for major mental health conditions under prescribed minimum benefits, ensuring that if things have already progressed by the time you do seek help, the cover is already there, rather than fighting for it when you need the support most. The real shift needed. None of these on their own will fix the stigma surrounding mental health in the workplace. That's a larger cultural issue that employers still need to address. It does, however, answer a more immediate, personal question. While the culture catches up, do you have access to support before your flu day, becomes your only coping mechanism. For the majority of South Africans who are quietly managing something right now, that answer shouldn't depend on being brave enough to say something first. And if you're not sure what your current plan covers, it's worth reaching out to your medical scheme, checking your benefit guide, or speaking to your broker before you need it. Ends. Author at MedShield Consumer Advisory Plus posts bio at MedShield Consumer Advisory Beyond the Perks. Why employee well-being is every employer's business at MedShield Consumer Advisory Medical Aid Members. What you should do this week before tax season starts at MedShield Consumer Advisory before you sign. What every South African should know about medical schemes, medical insurance and the cover they really need at MedShield Consumer Advisory. Why youth is the most important time to invest in health at MedShield Consumer Advisory. The pharmacy surprise. Why you're paying extra for prescriptions. And how to avoid it. Share on your socials.